This week we're supposed to bring a thought out of song number 348. And I thought it was kind of neat how at the end of the third verse, the songwriter said, who serves the Father as a son is surely kin to me. I thought that was kind of a neat way of saying that he's a son of God, instead of just saying it straight out, just kind of saying it a little bit different. Yeah, it's kind of neat.
I thought about in verse 1, it says, in Christ there is no east or west, in him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth. So we can't measure God by what we have here on earth, because he's greater than that. And he's not just one set of rules or for some special group of people, but he's in our hearts.
I thought about the second verse, in him shall true hearts everywhere their high communion find. His service is the golden cord close binding all mankind. I thought about how it's true heart that counts, and we can have fellowship with people that aren't exactly like us as long as they are truly trying to follow the Lord.
I thought about it. It says, in Christ there is no east or west, in him no north or south or north. And in some religions, and I know the Jews used to do this too, like they thought they would have to, you know, pray in a certain direction, like towards Jerusalem, or some religions feel like they have to go to some special sacred place. And but you can worship God and be at one with him wherever you are in the world.
I got that the last part of the second to last verse, who serves the Father as a son is surely kin to me. And if we're serving him as a son, that's really brings a fellowship to have brothers doing the same thing, and it's a blessing.
I like where it says, in him all Christly souls are one. And the other part says, like it's saying from east to west, we're joined to him at the end. I really think that's nice how we can simply just, when we serve him, we can just be part of him, the good side.
I thought about how it says all east and west and north and south, it's all one in God. There's not different churches or whatever, it's all one church.
I was reading through this earlier, and the third verse says, join hands and brothers of the faith, whatever your race may be, who serves my Father as a son is surely kin to me. And it's just, it doesn't matter where you are or what you believe, as long as you have that, as long as you believe in Jesus or whatever, then it doesn't matter. You're all one in him.
Kind of the same thing Chet did. I don't know if we're reading the same minds there, but join hands and brothers of the faith, whatever your race may be. He who serves my Father as Son is surely kin to me. No matter where we are, no matter what race we are, we can all serve Christ. And those people who serve Christ and have the same common goal, I think we can all have fellowship with one another.